Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Today's lesson is related to qalqala. Qalqala is an echoing sound that is done when we come across a few letters in the Arabic alphabet and they are in the state of sukoon or in the state of waqf. Meaning that if those letters have a jazm or a sukoon on them, or you are actually stopping on them, then an echoing sound will be done. Now the surah that we're going to recite today, Surah Al-Falaq, it has qalqala at the end of every ayah. The five letters in which qalqala is done is qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. Qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal. And the easy way to remember them is to remember qutbu jad, qutbu jad. So I'm going to recite qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and I want you to pay attention to the end of the ayah, and you will hear the qalqala being done. It's an echoing sound which you cannot miss when you pay attention to it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Did you hear the qalqala at the end of every verse? Now I want you to repeat after me the verses that I've just recited, paying attention to the rule that we've learned previously, which was the noon shadda with a ghunna, and now introducing the new rule of qalqala. Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
One more time.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.